The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we'll talk with Missouri Corn's Shane Kinney. We'll get an update on trade and the Farm Bill. That's all coming up in just a moment.
The word is out. For 3 years in a row, every winner of America's Elite Fishing Tournament, Crappie Masters, uses E10. Gasoline blended with 10% ethanol. It's the fuel of choice for the pros. E10 is approved and warrantied by every major boat engine manufacturer. E10, made in America, better for the environment.
You guys use an E10 fuel in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Empowering anglers across America. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, our guest this week, Shane Kinney, Missouri Corn's Director of Public Policy. And Shane, we've had a lot going on over the last week and a half or so, but one of the biggest ones, starting with the Farm Bill. Can you get us up to speed? Where are we with the Farm Bill, and where do we need to go?
Sure, Michael. As most folks know, the Farm Bill did expire at the end of September, so we've been working hard to try to get a new bill since that time. Really important that we get a new bill by the end of 2018, and we were very encouraged to hear last week that the House and Senate did come together and they have an agreement on the Farm Bill, and that's the step we've been waiting on so that both chambers can pass the final bill. And so we're waiting to see what that final language looks like. And some things that we're looking for Missouri Corn that we've been advocating for is to make sure we're protecting crop insurance, make sure it is maintained. Another thing we're looking for is to make sure that the trade programs are fully functioning and fully funded in this time of unstable trade policy, trade environment, making sure we have the funds to partner with USDA to promote U.S. and Missouri ag products overseas is extremely important. We use those funds every year. We bring teams to Missouri specifically. I think we had 10 teams here this fall, making sure that they understand that our products are good and they continue to buy them. So those are some of the things we're looking for. We think we'll see that final language next week early. We thought we might see it this week. As many folks know, the proceedings with the passing of President H.W. Bush has delayed things for a week. And so D.C. is taking time to remember our former president. And after that, they'll get back to work on a few of these things. But that's what we're hoping to see in that Farm Bill agreement.
Well, back on Friday and over the weekend, trade, a big topic. Of course, the USMCA was signed, and then the president meeting with China.
That's right. You know, I think a lot of folks have been talking about the G20 summit that happened in Argentina, and much anticipated for a lot of reasons. One of the main reasons being that we knew the president was going to sit down with the leaders of Canada and Mexico and sign the new NAFTA agreement, which is newly titled USMCA. And so we're excited that that happened. We think getting to this point has been a long, 15 months or so. Mexico continues to be the top market for U.S. corn right now. And as folks know, Missouri is very well positioned to send our corn to Mexico. And so we're very excited that that deal has been inked. Now the next step is to move it through our Congress and the Mexican legislature as well as the Canadian. So that's really maybe the biggest step at this point. We'll be doing a lot of work in this next Congress to make sure it gets across the finish line. We think Mexico continues to represent our biggest opportunity to grind more corn, whether that's sending direct corn, potential new ethanol sales. And so we think that's a really big deal. Probably the other thing that's been huge is the anticipated conversation between President Trump and the President of China. As many folks know, there's a lot of trade tensions happening now, trade war, tariffs between China. Ag products have been specifically targeted from China, retaliatory tariffs, specifically soybeans as much as anything. And we're very encouraged to see the outcome of that meeting. Seemed like it was a positive meeting. It could have went either direction. They did signal a truce as far as adding new tariffs. I think it's important for folks to understand that they did not agree to reduce any tariffs at this point. So we're still at the status quo there. But for that to be a positive meeting, I think is a very important first step. We saw some bumps in the markets because of that. According to the White House, China's agreed to buy more ag products. So we're going to continue to follow up on that issue as well and make sure that corn and ethanol are part of those conversations.
Well, one final market opportunity as we wrap things up here, Shane, and that's the opportunity to increase ethanol sales to Canada.
Yeah, we did see another good sign this week. Ontario, the province there, they're looking to move to E15 blend for all their vehicles by 2025. And so, in this environment of low prices, a big pile of corn in the countryside, anything we can do as far as sending corn or more ethanol and grinding more corn is positive. So three very positive signs at the end of the year heading into the Christmas and holiday season. So I think growers have that to appreciate, and I think that's a good thing headed into 2019.
Hopefully that momentum will roll into next week and complete that Farm Bill for us. Shane, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Again, that's Shane Kinney, Missouri Corn's Director of Public Policy, our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. Learn more online at mocorn.org.